As the world marks Human Rights Day, disability advocates in St. Vincent and the Grenadines say the country is still falling short of meeting some of the most basic human rights, including equality, access to education, the right to work, and the right to participate fully in community life. The Vice President and Coordinator of the National Society of Persons with Disabilities, Terence Davis, says discrimination remains the biggest human rights violation faced by persons with disabilities. He says they are too often treated as if they are only capable of arts and crafts, when many have the potential to excel in wider fields if given the opportunity. He adds that access remains a major barrier, with students unable to reach classrooms located upstairs or in buildings without ramps or proper pathways.
I think our biggest obstacle is the discrimination that we face based on perception of others, of what people believe that we can and cannot do. For instance, most people would say that the only thing that we are good for is doing crafts, but we know that our abilities go way beyond that. So we do well in sports, we do well in cultural activities, singing and dancing, the arts and things of that nature. We also face discrimination in terms of on an educational level and a vocational training level. And it's not the discrimination where it's in your face. There are these programs that are set up a lot of the times, but because of on the upstairs of a building or there's no ramp to get on the downstairs of these buildings, we are not able to partake in things of that nature.
Davis says policymakers must consider persons with disabilities when designing systems and public spaces because inclusion is a right. He points to the challenges of accessing banks, shops, and healthcare services, along with the lack of sign language support that leaves many unable to follow the news. Davis adds that proper bathrooms, ramps, and communication services also benefit the elderly and pregnant women.
Accessibility, physical access, up and around Kingston, from what we have been told from the level of the persons who do the planning and so forth, because these buildings have been up for how many years, and the structure that they're on, it's, and the spacing that they have, it's difficult to even put in sometimes a ramp to get inside. But I do think that there are still smaller changes that can happen. I think one of the things we need to look at, and it's not just for persons with disabilities, use the bank, for instance. You're there for more than 20 minutes. You may want to use the washroom. There's not a washroom readily available for customers.
In his final call, the vice president says more financial support and sign language integration are urgently needed to build inclusive spaces across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He says such investment will allow persons with disabilities to live with dignity, take part in national life, and enjoy the same rights and freedoms guaranteed to all citizens.
Yes. We often look at finance as our biggest setback, but because everything does really come down to a cost. But in terms of, for instance, sign language interpretation and things of that nature, or even having caption when the news is being read or something, I think those are things we can put in place, because if they can sit down with us from time to time, that would also be a great help. We are lacking in many of our resources, and many of it is not, as we said, just the financial aspect of it.
Vice President and Coordinator of the National Society of Persons with Disabilities, NSOPD, Terence Davis. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.